my new segment I thought you would like is not fake news. So it's a couple of news stories of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Not fake, it's real.
It's not fake news.
So not fake news. This is real news, but this is crazy news that's going on in the world today.
It even has an intro. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
It has an intro. You can listen to it again. Watch.
It's not fake news.
There you go. Reporters do not need to go to convenience stores and ask people if they win the jackpot, what are they going to spend the money on?
Oh, I'm so sick of that. Oh, yeah. It's the dumbest question in the world. Everybody asks the same thing. What are you going to do if you win the money?
What are you going to do with that money if you win?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine. And I'll be good to go.
So you like cars. You like cars.
I love the fact that she focuses on the car aspect of it. You know, she doesn't even go there. I hate when reporters have to be fake like that and be like, oh, you're into cars, are you? He just told you he was getting 5 kilos of cocaine. You might want to address that live okay. on your little local show.
So how much is 5 kilos of coke? We want to know. I mean, how much is that going to take from your winnings? Because we don't know as a regular people how much a kilo of coke is.
No, how are we supposed to know?
I mean, I know during Miami Vice, it was like $20,000 a keep. God only knows what it is now. Has prices gone up?
I wonder if it's one of those things that over time it used to be super expensive because it was hard to get and now it's easier to get. You know, it's kind of like when you think about computers or any technology, it used to be thousands of dollars, or TVs. TVs were like $600. Now you can get a TV for like $1.99, like a really good TV.
Yeah, but it's stuck on the boat right now in the ocean and it can't come here.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
So, and now we have mashup news because you like a good mashup.
Always.
You like music that they put two songs together into one. So we have a Hall & Oates mashup, which is always good.
Yeah.
So this guy not only mashed the songs, but he mashed the videos too.
Okay, so we have Hall & Oates bouncing around a stage.
It's the Hall & Oates Can't Go for That video.
Okay.
And now he's mixing things into it. You're like, oh, that's not Hall & Oates. What is that?
You let me violate you.
Oh.
You let me desecrate you.
Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, Nine Inch Nails. Right.
Nine Inch Nails closer mixed with this.
Yeah.
You let me complicate you.
This is so good.
Help me. I broke apart my insides. Help me. Got no soul to sell.
You'll love
every time
mashup.
He's singing in between, Hall & Oates playing their instruments as if they're all together.
Help me get away from myself. I want to fuck you like an animal.
Are you going to tell me how much 5 kilos of coke cost?
No,
did you find out?
She didn't figure that out. I don't know how much.
Oh.
I don't want to Google that.
Right, so, that's a good point. The NSA knocking at your door.
Yeah.
Suddenly, like, the FBI is like, excuse me, sir.
There's not just one thing bothers me about this video. A lot of things bother me about this video. One is the girl is really hot. She's a reporter, but there is no way you would hook up with this girl because she's annoying as shit.
Okay.
that's A. B,
okay.
Aren't we still in a pandemic? That's B.
Yeah,
there's so many things wrong with this. This is a TV station in a small market in New York, WENY. I don't even know where that is. It's a small market. So this
New York State, not New York City.
New York State. So
yeah,
this girl goes
somewhere.
Out because there's a haunted house coming. And God knows, I love the haunted house. So she's going to go to the haunted house and show us the haunted house, but she's annoying as crap. And I can't believe a producer let her put this on the air. So she's going to the haunted house. We're going to learn all about the haunted house. Here we go.
And we decided to take our cameras inside of the haunted theme park. Get ready to get your scream on.
The scary costumes. I got the chills. And also, guess what? We're going in their newest attraction, the Orphan House. So come on, follow me.
A news lady.
What?
Oh, gosh!
Oh, God, shut up.
Getting all the clowns. Clowns eat peanut butter. Oh, my God, you made me drop my phone. my God.
Is she serious? This has to be it. No, this is an April Fool's joke.
Have you any tickets? Have you any tickets then?
Oh, no, we're the news.
God. Is she Fran Drescher?
Are we not in a pandemic?
What is that?
Yeah, nobody has a mask on. They're all right in each other's faces. You're right.
Would you go into this right now? Is this not the scariest thing you've ever seen? They're walking around without a mask.
Oh, my God. I can't even see myself. Oh, gosh. All righty. Where are
we
going?
Wow, she's annoying. You're right.
Wait, we're going upstairs. Table.
Okay, I can't with her anymore. I need to stop this immediately.
This is like 10 minutes long in the news.
Wow.
WENY News.
Okay, the only thing I can think of is that it's such a small town. It was her turn.
Well, and
They'll take turns doing the news. They'll take turns doing segments. And it was just her turn today.
No, she looks good on the website.
Right.
She makes good photos. Not good TV. But she looks good as the face of the website in the TV station.
You know, when you read the history of film and you read the part where they had the movies before the talkies, where it was all silent films, and then some of those actresses that they tried to move into talking because they were so beautiful, and they ended up talking like this, and they were like, oh, whoa, okay, I see why you did so well in the silent films, because you were beautiful. We didn't realize that that's what your voice sounds like. No, thank you. That's what that just reminded me of, like the history of film, except this is the history of whatever this local channel is. That was annoying.
Brooklyn making the news today. A guy in Queens refusing to come down from a tree after
the tree. Brooklyn and Queens are two different places.
Okay, well, this says, Brookville, Queens.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yes.
Is that different than Brooklyn? I don't know.
Brookville is a place in Queens. Brooklyn is a borough.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
To everybody else outside of the city, it's the same thing. Queens, Brooklyn. Okay. I think they're near each other.
They are near each other, relatively, but Brooklyn is not in Queens. They're two separate areas.
Okay. 145th Street in Brookville. This guy decides Wednesday afternoon to climb into a tree where he spent the night.
Okay.
Police have been waiting him out since Wednesday. They're trying to get him to come down like a cat.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. So friends have even been called to try to coax him down, and he doesn't want to come down. Police said there's a warrant for this guy's arrest because he punched a 50-year-old woman who was in a car September 30th in Queens. So to get away, he ran, got in a tree. Now he's not going to come down.
This is all very confusing to me because, first of all, Brookville is on Long Island. Queens has nothing to do with this, nor does Brooklyn. Brookville is on Long Island.
No, Brookville, Queens. That's what it says.
Okay.
145th Street, Brookville, Queens. Guy's in a tree right now. He's still in the tree. He's not coming down because he thinks he's been there since Wednesday. He's getting hungry, but he thinks when he comes down, they're going to take him to jail, which they are.
They are. Yeah, at this point they are. But wait, I don't understand. So I can call the FDNY and they will come get a cat out of a tree, but they can't get a man out of a tree?
I don't know. I mean, you shake the tree. What do you do? Get down. He won't get down. He's still up. He hasn't eaten. He's up there. He's lost his mind. He doesn't want to go to jail. And his friends are going, come on, Jake, get down here. And he's like, nah, I'm not coming. So if you go now, you can still see him. He's from Haiti, by the way. So he's used to climbing trees. He likes climbing trees. That's what they say. So he's a really good tree climber. So he climbed all the way to the top.
This is why I always have a kind bar with me. Because you never know. You end up on a tree. You're up there. You're like, I'm hungry. Oh, yeah, I got that kind bar. You know what I mean? Like, it's that moment where you think you have no food. And you remember you took a little snack with you.
Oh, so you always keep food with you at all times in case you go up in a tree.
You never know where you're going to end up. My advice to anybody and everybody is always have a snack.
Where's that gun with the bullet that has the furry thing on the end, that the trank gun that you can shoot them with. Why don't they do that?
Right. And then, well, here's the thing. Yeah, they can do that. And then they have the bouncy thing underneath. He can just fall onto that and bounce like a cartoon character. No, but the FDNY, they just pull up. There's a hook and ladder. You take the ladder and the ladder goes up, and they climb up and they can get the guy. I don't get why they don't call the FDNY with the hook and ladder truck and say, go get him.
Or get the hose and spray him down. You can do that.
That sounds cruel.
BB gun.
That's also kind of cruel. You don't want to go shooting somebody.
No, he hit a 50-year-old woman. So you can shoot him with a BB gun.
Yeah, he's not a bear.
You should let her shoot him with a BB gun.
Okay, that's fair. That's okay. Yeah, she should be allowed to.
You hit a woman, she gets to shoot you with a BB gun or the trank gun or spray you with the big hose to get you down.